The absolute philosopher, the absolute thought on music, what could that be? This is the absolute philosopher here in Campo, California, at the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Dr. Herbert L. Barley. The absolute philosopher has thoughts of music. What are these thoughts of music? Well, it's not really what we think it is. We think that the thoughts of music are thoughts that are of tones and thoughts of harmony and what have you like that. But the thoughts of music are more like it is something beautiful that is playing in the mind. It is something beautiful that is playing in the soul. That it is like the poetry of life that is a harmonic recording within the individual. The absolute thoughts, absolute philosopher has thoughts of music. As we all experience life, we experience many things that happen to us that are positive and negative. And as we experience the positive things, we have a feeling of goodness about us. We have a feeling of magic and majesty in everything that we do. It doesn't really matter what it may be, because it could be something as simple as an everyday child smiling at his mother, or it could be as complex as a great ballet being performed in the concert hall. It could be many different things, but you see, when music happens and an absolute philosopher is listening, what is the absolute philosopher hearing? What are the absolute philosopher's thoughts on music? Music is not only the notes that we hear. Music is the melody of the heart. Music is the feeling of goodness, the feeling of peace and beauty and harmony, and also the feeling of ugliness, the feeling of discord. These are all aspects in the symphony of life. Now, truly, we each would like to have the symphony of life playing harmonious chords for us at all times. We would like to hear the bubbling brook as the water bounces over the stones. We would like to hear the wind in the trees gently singing as the leaves are waving to and fro. We would like to hear the raindrop pitter-patter on the roof in its own reflection of chaos. A most beautiful, wonderful feeling and a wonderful sensation. We'd like to know music from all of its aspects and all of its attributes, because music is not just the notes that are played by musicians. Music is what is going on to bind the universe together as a harmonic whole, where everyone in the universe is feeling positive, dynamic, beautiful thoughts. Music is something so crisp and so lovely and so fantastic that there are few words that can describe it, because it does something inside of us. Music cannot... Oh, yes, it can. Music can be said to be something that raises our blood pressure and lowers it. Music is something that can make us feel sad and make us feel glad. Music is something that can make us want to do magical things for others, or music can drive you to distraction where you might become emotionally unstable and want to hurt yourself and others. Music can do all those things. But an absolute philosopher does not allow his consciousness to entertain any musical thoughts other than those that are a blessing to himself and the world that he has created about him. Whenever an absolute philosopher enters a room and there is an apparent disharmony there, the absolute philosopher merely turns up his own vibrations. You say his own sound? Yes, the sound is there too, but his own vibrations of peace and love and joy. When an absolute philosopher goes into a hospital, the absolute philosopher thinks thoughts of wholeness, thoughts of purity, thoughts of life, thoughts of eternality, thoughts that bring blessings to every one of the patients who are there. However, Some patients will not listen to these vibrations, even though they're there. They have their own negative vibrations on such a powerful listening in their own consciousness that they do not hear the vibrations of peace and love and wholeness. Now you say, can we counteract that? Oh, definitely. We are the creator of our world. We create ourselves going into hospitals and meeting with people who are so-called sick or with problems. And we have not brought them into our consciousness because we are supposed to ignore them. We have brought them into our consciousness because our vibrations need to upgrade a little bit, and the vibrations that we are seeing and experiencing need to upgrade a little bit to be in the harmonic vibrations of wholeness, right action, peace, truth, harmony, and goodness. And when we do that, then every single person that we meet, every single person that we know, every single person that we experience in our life, we bring to them either the apparent experience that comes when we first meet them, or the experience of what we bring to the situation, the experience of love, of harmony, of joy, of peace, of wholeness. It's our choice. It's our choice. This may seem to be something that we shouldn't have the responsibility for, but we do. Because so long as we are the creator of our universe, so long as we are the creators of ourselves by our thought, we are in charge of every experience that comes into our world. So today, begin to get your harmonic vibrations into the most beautiful flow that you could ever imagine. And watch wherever you walk, flowers bloom. Wherever you talk, new attitudes are born. Wherever you look, wholeness, peace, right action, truth, and perfect health are redundant. They're everywhere present, not redundant, which means they are necessary, but they are everywhere present. They are flowing powerfully in a dynamic force that is available to all of us. Think on these things and watch them be the miracle in your life. Have a wonderful, glorious, fantastic, fantabulous evening, and know that I am with you always, blessing you and seeing all in divine right order now.